Mike, is it sort of nice to get back on, I guess, what's a regular schedule where you can leave at your normal time and have your Saturday practice here and all that? I'm assuming that's what you're doing.
Definitely. It's good to be on a seven-day schedule. I actually liked the schedule last week. I mean, going up to Denver and practicing, I like the way it worked out. You know, there's some things we can learn from that we'll apply to the future. But, yeah, a seven-day work week is obviously the preferred.
How's Sam Shields doing?
Sam's getting better. This will be a big day for him. I mean, this is really the design of the Friday, stay day, and it gives everybody a chance to make some gain, you know, as far as getting their body ready for Sunday.
Do you think he's got at least a shot at playing on Sunday?
I hope so. I mean, it's how he comes out of here today, and sees, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Do you need him to participate tomorrow?
Well, Sam's a veteran. I would not need him to participate tomorrow because we have history together. So, but I mean, there's hoops you got to jump through, and he has not done that yet. So, I mean, it's clearly in the hands of the medical team right now.
You've obviously seen Charles Tillman for a lot of years. Does he look like the same sort of even at 30, whatever he is, years old?
Yeah, Charles Tillman, I mean, really, for being in, you know, the NFC North for 10 years, I mean, he's clearly, and personally, one of my favorite players to watch on the other side of the field. I just have great respect for the way he plays the game, his instinct, the man, the family man he is off the field, and what he does and how he gives back to the community. So he's still an excellent player.
After, you know, listen to us all week long talking about Sunday's game, you guys eager to get back and actually play a game other than rehash last week's game?
Yeah, we're right. I mean, we're on the Carolina. It's Friday. It's we're having game plan meetings this morning and cleaning things up. Make sure we review everything in the meetings, and then we'll have anything that we need to review on the field, we'll hit tomorrow. Yeah, this is a normal Friday for us.
Mike, going into a game like this when there could be some implications later on in the season, do you allow yourself to think about that? Do you mention that with the team because of the significance of what it could be in the larger picture?
No. I mean, I don't even know why you would want to do that. I think that the fact that the matter, we all have media responsibility. Your players hear those things. I would definitely say they're aware of it, but it doesn't help us win Sunday. So there's nothing that comes out of looking 8 weeks down the road that's going to help us win this game. So I've never done that, and obviously haven't done it this week.
Mike, do you have any design run plays for Aaron Rodgers? What I'm getting at with the pressure last week, and is there ever any plays you give him an option, but say run if you can run with the ball?
I'm not going to talk about plays or schemes or designs for the game.
Because Rollins, is that neck injury? Is that a serious thing like Richardson, or is it just?
I don't think it's serious. But, you know, once again, I think anytime you're dealing with the neck, I mean, there's definitely a high level of caution. So, this is the first time we've gone through, you know, an injury with Q. So we're just being smart.
Randall Cobb on, I guess it was Wednesday, that'll blur down. I think it was Wednesday he was talking. He seemed aggravated with how he played and said that he needs to do more. Is that the kind of talk you like to hear from your guys as far as, I mean, he's 24 years old, but obviously a leader of that group. Is that what you want to hear from a guy like that?
I mean, Randall Cobb's a warrior. He's a winner. He wants to win. He's an extremely passionate young man. He goes about everything the right way. So I think you're just seeing an expression of his passion to win. No one felt good about what happened last week, and no one likes to talk about it, regardless of the outcome the prior week, really past Wednesday. And, you know, I think you're seeing our team is focused on Carolina.
Are you optimistic with what you've seen from Ty Montgomery this week in practice that he may be able to go?
I was optimistic yesterday watching him, you know, return kickoffs. So he's getting better.
Clay get through okay yesterday?
Yes, Clay had a good day yesterday.
How's this week of practice going, the tempo and everything?
Good. Good pad of practice yesterday. I think, you know, you look at tempo, you look at the pursuit and finish. Those are big indicators that, from my viewpoint that I watch. We were done like 8 minutes early, so it tells you the pace of practice was was what you're looking for, and definitely the emphasis on pursuit and finish. So we hit the target yesterday.
Do you want to see your offense just be out there for once? I mean, you had Devontae or Monk. I mean, you have had your full complement of guys all year. I mean, at some point you just want to see what you guys can do if you're all together and can practice for a week and run your whole group out there.
It's pro football. I mean, you have injuries each and every year. Yes, I would like to have to make very tough decisions every week from the 53 to 46, but this is how it goes. So, you know, we need to go win and be productive with the players that are out there and are fully capable of doing it. So, I mean, that's always been our approach.